Okay, bows and bow ties. So look, you're gonna have to excuse me. I'm sitting at this train crossing. So if you hear any, background noise, you know what's going on. So I've gotten a taste of what it's like to almost empty nest. So my oldest is away at college. Many of you know that. And my twins are away at a county/school-sponsored outdoor school activity. So that's for the week. And so it leaves me with one child who, by the way, does not talk to us. It's like we barely know he's there. And we tend to call his name. We're like, hey, do you like us? Do you know us? With that being said, it's only been one day. And I don't know. You think about, you dream about, you envision the days when you're like, I'll be glad when the kids grow up and they leave. Well, getting a taste of that, it's different when you choose to go away versus when now they are pulled away. And I'm like, I'm not sure exactly if I'm prepared. Now, when my oldest went off to college, I was incredibly just sad. I was overwhelmed. I was happy. I was a lot of things, but I still had kids at home. But when most of my kids were gone, I saw how quiet the house was. And I enjoyed it immensely. But I also was like, holy cow. Because normally I would be running and gunning to the various different sports activities. So basically, we have our week to ourselves. The child that's home does play sports, but he's not on a travel or club team, but he does play sports. So his practices don't start up until, I think, next week. I can't remember. Where I'm going with this is, this was a precursor to how I need to think about how to structure my life. What this made me think about was, you know how when people are married or in these long-standing relationships and then the kids grow up and then the adults in the relationship, the parents or whatever, they don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know each other. Now, last night, my husband and I, we actually were, like, we were sitting together. I don't know why. We are so silly, like, laughing at a show that we are really shady towards each other when it comes to the shows that we watch. Like, I don't really watch the shows, but I'm, like, in the same area, but I'll comment and troll him and vice versa. So it pleased me to know that we still enjoyed each other's company, but it was an eye-opener in terms of day in and day out, what does this mean? What does this mean? Because as you go through these various stages of life and your children go off and do their own thing, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for my husband? It makes me think of how when our parents have been widowed, what is that like for them when they've been with someone for so long and no longer have that significant other? They've gone through several stages. So it's just really like kind of like, it was almost like a little eye-opener, like a little glimpse into the future of, hey, what does this mean for you? Are you prepared for when your children leave? Like we talk about logically what that means and things we want to do and stuff like that. But then to have that night of, wow, like almost all of the kids are out of the house. We have no outstanding sports activities. Let me just rephrase what am I saying? The activities are still going on. It's just that my twins have a requirement to attend outdoor school, okay? And because of that, I mean, I could have picked them up for activities, but most parents don't. There's a lot of things going on at this outdoor school, you know, life skills, responsibility, all kinds of stuff. And they get like community service hours for it. But where we live, the when you hit sixth grade, you're required to do certain things, and it gives you certain community service hours and everything like that. But it's for the week. But it was a glimpse into what I needed to consider. What did that mean for me? How are my nights going to be structured? What am I going to do with my husband, right? Like, how do we navigate this? Now, he was content. He was like, hey, I'm good, you know? And I was good being with him, and we were laughing, but in the same token, I was like, we have nothing to do. Like, we didn't plan for anything because we were prepared to do nothing, but he hit me that, like, we had nothing to do because we always have something. I think the thing was, I like having nothing to do when it's me planning the nothing to do, or when I have control over it, versus when it's not me. In my mind, that made sense. Anyway, I just wanted to like just have that little conversation real quick, because it just got me thinking. You know, oftentimes when you get out on these apps, when we talk about relationships or whatever it is that people want to talk about, right? They always want to talk about the negative. But what I don't see is, I don't see the people who are in relationships talking about what happens when you're going through a period of transition. So although we're not full-blown into empty nesting, it definitely hit me yesterday, like, my kids are getting older. My oldest is already, you know, doing his thing, you know, going to school and stuff like that. And in a certain number of years, we are going to be true retired people, or at least empty nesters. Do we know how to empty nest? Now, granted, years from now, we'll also be retired too, right? And I think there's going to be parts of that we're going to welcome more. But everyone keeps telling me, you're going to miss it, you're going to miss it, you're going to miss it. And last night, although I did not want to be running around, I was texting a couple of friends who were at practice and stuff like that. I didn't miss the running around, but it definitely kind of like hit me. It just hit me like, holy cow, is this what this is like? When, like, almost all the kids are out of the house, or the kids are out of the house, and it's kind of, like, quiet. And there's no, it was just something to think about. I don't know. If anybody has any experience with that, I would be curious to know, like, how did you manage that? Guys, it was starting to talk to me. He was getting next to me, and my husband was getting on me like, the kids are fine. I'm like, but did they eat enough? I mean, but, you know, I'm like asking all these questions because I'm so used to being preoccupied with everything else. Sure. I don't even know. I don't know what this means. I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, if anybody has any information on how to handle that, that would be great.